So I'm joined by Chief Inspector David Bruce. We're here at M&D's theme park. Can you give us an update as to what's happened this afternoon?
Yes, certainly. At 3:49pm this afternoon, the police and other emergency services received a phone call, a number of calls reporting that a roller coaster had detached from its rails. On arrival, officers, the first police officer on the scene found that five gondolas which suspend below the tsunami roller coaster have detached, struck part of the superstructure and come to rest on the ground. Nine riders in the 10 seats on those gondolas have been injured and taken to hospital. One person on the ground has been injured.
So we have a total of 10 people injured in this?
A total of 10 people have been injured.
And can you tell us, adults, children, the numbers exactly?
Two adults and eight children.
Can you give us an indication of the severity of their injuries?
At this stage, it's too early to describe their injuries. Quite clearly, the roller coaster was travelling when it came off and struck the ground, so they have been seriously injured and taken to hospital.
And what kind of speed would it have been going at?
I can't speculate at all at what speed. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the ages of the people involved?
I don't. Just at this stage, I just know it's eight children, which will be 16 or under.
16 or under, right. And do you know if they're from this local area, or are they tourists visiting? Or
I don't know where they're from yet. It's not been part of a large party.
Okay. So as it stands right now, how are the police involved with the investigation? What are you actually doing?
There's a number of scene examination now has to carry out in tandem with the Health and Safety Executive. The main issue here is the treatment of the injured people and find the cause of the accident.
How difficult a process was it getting the injured people out of the wreckage of these gondolas?
I wasn't present myself, but understand that they were all rescued from the wreckage fairly quickly and treated on scene or removed immediately to hospital.
Obviously a very traumatic scene for those involved dealing with it.
Yes, it'll be quite difficult. It's police officers and the other emergency services do not come across events like these that often, so it is difficult, but they are professional, they're trained and they've handled it very well.
And obviously very traumatic for the people who were here just enjoying a nice afternoon at M&D's on a Sunday with their families.
Yes, it will be very, very difficult for them. We have a number of witnesses who have seen it, and I would also take this opportunity to ask if anybody else did witness that accident has not yet contacted the police, please do so through calling 101.
I'm sure that's part key to your investigation, is it? Have you spoken to quite a lot of people here on the scene then about that?
Yes, there have been details of a number of witnesses here. The park was busy with it being a Sunday afternoon at the start of the school holidays.
And what about CCTV? Is that something that can be utilised in this instance?
I'm not sure yet whether that will be available. If it is, it certainly will form part of the investigation.
And will this site remain shut for the foreseeable future then?
It is shut at the moment, and I can't speculate how long it will open. The Health and Safety Executive will take the prime responsibility in deciding the safety of the rides.
Okay, well, thanks, Chief Inspector, for your time right now.